fact, I'll turn to that first. That's not what I was thinking about, but think of this verse in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. It's the only place I know of where it was instructed from God's word to listen to any other teaching besides the word of God. Hymns, spiritual songs, and psalms. We can learn a lot by just listening to what these songs have to say. Well, a lot of what I had to say, which won't be very much, was what we've been going over all day long. And so, bear with me. Must be something the Lord wanted us to get across, because we've dwelt on a lot of it today. Well, let's go to the Gospel of John, first of all, first chapter again, just like we had in the Gospel meeting. And I'll just start, I'll read the first five verses here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Well, okay, I've got three questions here. They're basic questions to Christianity. So I want to just try to answer them through what we have before us here this evening. Was Jesus God? That's pretty basic, isn't it? Was Jesus God? And does He claim to be God in His Word? Does He really claim to be God? Because there's some circles of Christianity that said that's a Christian fabrication from His people to try to make Him God, and He really never claimed to be God. So is it true? Did He claim to be God? And if so, the last question, so what? Does it make a difference if Jesus was God or not? So this is all very basic. Okay, let's look at these first verses here. In the beginning was the Word. It's describing this Word here. Of course, from our gospel, we know that God, Bob already gave it away. That's Jesus. But let's assume now we don't know that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How do you put that all together? He was with God, and He was God. That doesn't even make sense unless you accept the fact that God is plural. And we get that in the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God. God there is plural. But He's only one God. Now, how do you make sense out of that? Well, I like the way I heard somebody describe it one time. I don't have an egg with me, but you all know what an egg looks like. An egg is one. Okay, one. But what is an egg? In this egg, there's an egg white, and there's egg yolk, and there's the shell around it. There's three parts to this egg. And so I like to look at it that way. If you get the concept here, that's God in three persons, as Bob was bringing out. The Trinity fits into that very, very well. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. We're talking about a person here, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Now let's go down to verse 14. The Word was made flesh. So we know that whatever is being described here became flesh. He was something else before he became flesh. He's God. Okay? This word, he became flesh. That means he's God before he ever became flesh. So he is God and he's man. Okay. Now I'm going to turn to the four. I'm going to spend all my time in John's gospel here. I want to read about this woman in John 4 that the Lord was having a conversation with. And, I don't want to read a lot of it here. Jesus, verse 21. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what." She was a Samaritan. "We know that we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. But the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Now this verse here. "Jesus saith unto her, I that speak with thee am he." All right, now we know a person here named Jesus has entered into the picture. He told this woman, "I am the Messiah. I am Christ." That's the same word. "I am the Christ." He claims that. Okay, now we learned there that his name is Jesus. Now let's go to the ninth chapter, where we find a blind man. The Lord gives this blind man his sight. He was born blind. And he had told him to go wash in the pool. He put this ointment on his eyes, and he told him to go wash, and he would be, and he did it. He was obedient. He came, and he came seeing. In other words, he performed a miracle here to show he was not just the common man. Anyway, towards the end of the chapter here, the Pharisees were in a conversation with him, an argument more, wondered what in the world happened here. And anyway, he was cast out. They cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" That's an interesting question. The Son, okay. We got that the Godhead, the Trinity is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" This doesn't mean he's a descendant of God. It means the Son of this Godhead, which is in three persons. Do you believe in the Son? We have to all have to ask ourselves that question. He said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Well, that answers the second question, doesn't it? Did Jesus claim to be God? Here, he had shown who he was by this miracle, and he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And he claims, and he says here, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." He did. He was claiming that he is the Son, which is the same as in our first verse, that we read, "The Word was made flesh." Now, I want to back up a chapter here to the eighth chapter of John. And let's go to here again we find the Lord in a conversation with the Pharisees. Now, I'll start in verse 54. Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your Father, yet ye have not known him, but I know him, And if I shall say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. He was claiming to be the I am, the ever-existing one, the one who never had a beginning, the one who never has an ending. Jesus said unto them, Before Abraham was, I am. Was he claiming to be God? You can be the judge. Go back to the 24th verse to help us answer the last question that I asked. So what? Does it matter whether he was God or not? Verse 24 of this same chapter. Here we find the Lord speaking again. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am. The word he is inserted here by the translators to make it flow better. If ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. Does it matter whether he's God or not? It does. If we don't believe that Jesus is the ever-existing one, the God, the one who created everything, the Word who created everything, the Son who created everything, if we don't believe that Jesus is that being, the Son, we will die in our sins. So it is very important. One last verse. 20th chapter of John. And verse 31. But these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. The Son of God. He is the Son of this, I call it Godhead. It doesn't say it that way here. It just says the Son of God, and that's all that's needed. God is plural. God is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing, you might have life through his name. That's why it's all down here for us. He wants us to believe in him, that we might have life. Remember Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.